To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nobody else.
Spit chewing, Mountain Dewing,
oh, that's
hot
a good
take
one.
Spewing. Doesn't give a rip if you're not into his takes. It's Jay Binkley who joins us every Wednesday. Binkley, do these wide receivers suck?
The answer to that question is yes, Dusty. I do believe in Rice, but the last couple weeks, Got to really question that. But, I look at his numbers, and then, man, if this guy could put a full season together, what we'd have. I mean, to be honest with you, it's pretty embarrassing that you've got a guy that's only played 7 games, and he's number 2 in receiving yards for this team. He's tied for the team lead in touchdowns, and yet didn't play the first 6 weeks. That's an indictment on this position.
Well, it's really, been bad for a while, and they've always, made the Super Bowl, so nobody really talked about the wide receiver position. And we hear the names Rice and Worthy. We think they're supposed to be good, but then you start to peel it back a little bit. DeAndre Hopkins came here, didn't do much. A lot of these other wide receivers haven't done a whole heck of a lot. They're not really developing wide receivers. I said yesterday it's time to move on from Connor Embry, the wide receiver coach. Would that fix it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it fixed it, but you're 100% right. That is, they need new blood at that position, but that it's 100% right they have to move on because this whole loyalty thing has got to go out the window. Bringing guys back like the Jujus of the world and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they need to hit the reset button. Just like that video game, hit the reset button for Chiefs 2.0. I've been an advocate of the Chiefs drafting. If you listen to Character Concerns, the Chiefs draft 2 wide receivers, and they don't do it. They throw 1 dart. They threw a dart at Sky Moore. Didn't work out. They threw a dart at Rashee Rice. He actually was good as a rookie, second best rookie there. I don't know what's happened the last couple weeks with the drop passes. I'm concerned they don't have a receiver right now that can beat man coverage. I mean, the last couple weeks, don't like seeing it. I will say this. If you did put Rashee Rice's numbers for a full season, he'd be at like 108 catches, 1,300 yards, and 12, 13 touchdowns. That's great. But he's played 7 games, and he hasn't played a full season for you. That starts to become a problem. But if I ask 10 people, Bob, who do you want to draft first? Because we do this stuff, with the draft show. Who would you draft first? And our first mock, we did have him go defensive line in the first round. But the more you think about it, you ask people, what about wide receivers? What about wide receivers? Because you have an elite quarterback, and the chances of this town ever having a quarterback like this again are slim and none. To be honest with you, with this success rate that he's had. But when Kelce leads his team in receiving yards, like he did last year, when he walks off into the sunset, probably after this year, who are you going to throw to? Because Hollywood Brown was supposed to be here 1 year. He got hurt. They brought him back for another year. That deal hasn't panned out. Xavier Worthy, I don't think he's been the same guy since he ran into Kelsey on play three in Brazil. Rashee Rice needs to pan out for this team because next year, honestly, look at the Chiefs' wide receiving stats. If you want to see something where they need a lot of improvement, look at their wide receiving stats. All these people say, well, they don't need a wide receiver. They're fine a wide receiver. They're not fine a wide receiver. They're not. You have an elite quarterback. He needs somebody to throw to. They need playmakers. And again, Travis Kelce leads this team in yards. If you're not going to believe in Rice, if you're not going to believe in Xavier Worthy, you're not going to believe in Hollywood Brown, which there's not a lot of reason to believe in him the way that they're dealing with man coverage at this point. I do believe if Rice can work on this drop problem that he's had the last couple of weeks, and I think getting his bell rung kind of hurt at the end of this game. But you got to find a dependable receiver, and you have to have somebody. Like, you got to have somebody to throw to. But think about this wide receiver room when Kelce leaves.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good thing.
Even though you're tied in.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. Getting your, you know, dependent vice out of there so you can open up other things and be forced a new hand. Beakley, I want to talk about something that came across yesterday. The wide receiver class this year, not that great. Obviously, I think the key component to this team would be a dynamic running back. That kid from Notre Dame is pretty good. I know he's probably going to go pretty high. Right now, the Chiefs are picking, what, 14th in the draft, but that can change, obviously, with teams in the next couple of weeks. Where do they go in the draft? Would you rather them have a defensive line addition, a running back addition, or like you just went on the rant about having a receiver around your quarterback?
You know, at this point, they need so many things. That's the one thing about it. Mm-hmm. They need so many things. But the running back situation, yeah, they've got to get a new running back into the fold. First round, I used to be team running back, but obviously the last 5-10 years, things have changed with the NFL. Can you get a good running back in the second round? Yeah. Can you get a good running back in the third round? Yes, you can. I think Justice Haynes is a guy that people should look at because being hurt towards the end of the year with Michigan, the dude was a stud at Alabama before he transferred to Michigan. But, you know, you're talking maybe second round type of running back with him. And I know the popular pick right now is Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end at Oregon, which the tight end position is a big position with the Chiefs. It is somebody to catch the football, and they need somebody to catch the football. And they've got to address the tight end position because that is another position that's going to be completely empty. I mean, there was hope from a lot of people. Noah Gray would be that answer. Noah Gray ain't it. Mm. And he's not even apt at this point to be tight end two with all his drops. His drops in production, he had 40 catches last year for over 400 yards. He was trending in the right direction. That has come all the way back to the pack. So, yeah, tight end one becomes an issue. Tight end two, these are free agency type of things. It's a lot cheaper. Free agency, you go out there for a wide receiver, you're going to be paying over $30 million. You'll be in the same Tyreek Hill situation with wide receivers. So, yeah, they need offensive weapons. I mean, seeing Patrick Mahomes back there, you know, running around trying to find a receiver that's open and trying to fit it in, you know, with guys that can't beat man coverage, it's becoming a real issue with this team. And look at this team needs a 1,000-yard receiver. They need a receiver. They need a playmaker to go with Patrick Mahomes. Elite quarterbacks do have receivers. I get it. Tom Brady, you know, did his best, but he had great seasons production-wise with Randy Moss that came all the way down to the end to David Tyree, beating him in the Super Bowl. He never won a Super Bowl with those guys. He did win with Deion Branch and Troy Brown and people like that, and people always point to Tom Brady didn't have those elite receivers. Well, you know, the Peyton Mannings of the world did. The Joe Montanas of the world did. Great quarterbacks did have that star receiver. I was hoping Rashee Rice could be that guy, and I still think, you know, with the proper coaching, like, you know, Bob's talking about Connor Embry, can that be a guy for the future? Well, he needs to put a full season together. That would be helpful. But, yeah, I think running back is definitely a need that they have. They need a bunch of things, though, Dusty, because
no doubt.
Defensive line, edge rusher at this point, may start needing more defensive backs. Now, obviously, you're going to put Noel Williams in there, but then you got Jalen Watson. It's going to be a free agent. Then there's the Trent McDuffie situation. Even though he's under contract. But, yes, there's a ton of holes for this team. But you look at this team. All right, what makes this team? What is this team about? Well, this team is about Patrick Mahomes at this point, and Patrick Mahomes needs somebody to throw to. I need people to think about who they're going to throw to if they don't like these wide receivers and Travis Kelce's going to walk out that door. They're going to throw it to the magical wide receiver guy?
Yeah, well, I don't know who the magical wide receiver guy is, but that's why it's good to have a situation like this where you don't make the playoffs so you can hit that hard reset button and people Agreed. Don't have to sit here and complain after another Super Bowl run. How could we get rid of Mike Edwards? You know, I'm just using that as an example. This season, going into this offseason, it's going to be very easy for this organization to part with players that even may be fan favorites.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's time to hit the reset button, Bob. And seriously, there's a few things they could do when I look at it. I want to see Jalen Royals play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the guy that was picked in the fourth round. That was the wide receiver dart throw that they had this year that hasn't been on the field. And we don't know if he's going to be good or bad. Let's find out. Let's find out what you have in Jalen Royals for 2026.
He could be the next Ezra Pohl. You know, I mean, like, we don't know what he has because Andy's not giving him that opportunity. I mean, we may have the new Ezra Pohl standing over there.
Yeah, with Pole, the way that he stepped in there for Wanamaker Morris on play two. Now, maybe that helped, the fact that he didn't have to worry about Danielle Hunter the whole night before the game, and all of a sudden he's thrown in there and it's like, okay, here's Danielle Hunter. I mean, here's a guy that didn't play high school football, played at Washington State, undrafted, you know, cut by the Chiefs, cut by the Jets, comes back, and boom, you're playing against the best defense in the NFL, go. But yeah, Jalen Royals, give him that chance. That's one of the things they could do. And the other hit in the reset button is giving Breshard Smith the carries. Give him a full workload. You might as well at this point, because Pacheco's not going to be on this team next year. Kareem Hunt's going to be 31 years old. Find out what you got, because it's at the point now, and not saying you're giving up on the season, it's just bringing new life to the season. But this team needs to figure out, instead of next year, you're going in the week one, and you find out what Jalen Royals is a rookie. No, give him experience against teams playing the rest of the season. So hit those two things with Breshard Smith getting the workload. Find out what Jalen Royals has. And the other thing is, turn over fourth down calls in the two-minute drill to Patrick Mahomes. We've seen other quarterbacks get to that point. Peyton Manning got to that point. Even Phillip Rivers, it's coming back with the Colts, got to that point. But there's no better person, in my opinion. When you want to talk about who's the best offensive coordinator on this team, it's Patrick Mahomes. And he's earned that trust with this team. When you're a two-time MVP, when you're a three-time Super Bowl MVP, he has earned the benefit of the doubt. Meaning, if it's fourth down, you find out what makes him go. You find out what plays he wants to do. Because he would try to say, hey, Patrick, this is in your hands. We need that 1 yard. You know he's going to get it. Let him call what he feels comfortable about doing to pick up that yard. He's in the game. He's in the game flow. He understands every defense that's coming out there after him. He has earned the benefit from the Chiefs on fourth down plays to be the guy that makes the decision for the Chiefs. He's also the guy, 2 minute drill, to understand what the defense is doing and what they should be doing. So, yes, there's three things I think the Chiefs could do, and that's see what Jalen Royals.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So, what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's about Breshard Smith and turnover critical play calling to Patrick Mahomes in the huddle.
Bink, we appreciate it, man. Keep doing your thing. We'll be ready for those mock drafts as it's officially almost mock draft season in the fall. So, Binkley, we appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Enjoy the winter meetings.
Yes, sir.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.